You're about to experience one of the greatest manifestations in your life since you've been a Christian. You have to pay close attention to every word, not only the word, but the unctioning and the anointing that's going to move in this house tonight.
Yes, sir.
You have been chosen to receive explosive insight of the benefits of money coming. You're just the right crowd.
Yes, sir.
And significant things going to unfold in your heart, in your head, and in your hand. All three going to come together. A lot of cancellation going to go on tonight. Once it get in your heart the proper way, with proper divine instruction, it's a done deal. All right? I can't explain what happened to me today when I was contemplating tonight how powerful meeting this is going to be. Words going to move you in your seat. All of the redemptive forces going to be flowing in this house tonight. So I just pray that you pay attention to the text that's read, and then some things that the Lord have told me to say that going to stir him up. So you get ready tonight for benefits. Watch what I say, that you have never seen before. They're there, you know. They're there. Oh, yes. The spirit world is so vast that it never run out. And you never get to the peak of God. We'll never reach it. It always more. And tonight, you were here, those online. I think it was 2,000 something online. You bought 2,456. You bought the fly. Watch what I say next. In the dimensions of money coming. It seemed like the Father was waiting on this night. He opened some things to me to put out tonight. You're going to catch it. It's a powerful night. Before you might start giving you some of it, you got to listen. Boy, this man, I'm about to run now. It's so powerful. I got to get this job done. So in Jesus' name, be seated. I'm going to read the scriptures first. Now, you know of these scriptures. There's certain ones he had me pick out to set the setting. And then I'll start sharing with you, transitioning to the money coming prophetic anointing. Transitioning to the money coming prophetic anointing. There's some transformation that has to take place for you to fully be equipped with it. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Then he says to observe. After you see, if you listen diligently, to observe. And to do all this commandment, which I command thee this day or this night, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Here's what I heard the Holy Ghost say just now. Take it personal. Not just talking about no nation, it's talking about me. Tonight. Okay? So you about to be developed tonight in a certain way. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Drop to verse 8. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. You ain't got one house, storehouses. And in all that thou settest thy hand, whoa, my God. And all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Verse 10. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. You'll be so blessed, people won't be afraid of you. What in the world is she doing? Why is this woman so blessed? Every step she takes, something else comes. Verse 10, and all the earth shall see that thou art called by my name, by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Verse 11, Lord have mercy. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, everywhere. And the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Look at verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Here we go. I want you to hear it. Here we go. And thou shalt lend unto many nations thou shalt not borrow. That is an introduction to money coming. You no longer the borrower, but you turn out to be the lender. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. The church been on the tail end too long. The church don't need no government support. Church don't even need the bank. The bank ought to be coming to the church. When enough of us walk in this revelation, the bank gonna come here. Lord shall make you the head, not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Now listen again, transitioning to the money coming, prophetic anointing. Write this down. Money coming has to take place in your heart before it can take place in your hand. It must flow beyond your head. I'm going to give it to you again, because I want you to catch this, because further down the line you're going to need it, or you're not going to be able to keep up. Money coming has to take place in your heart. In other words, it has to become a revelation to you. Yes, sir. Not just the apostle. Yes. But it has to come. Apostle is the messenger. Uh-huh. But it has to become a revelation to you. Yes. You have to make it your own. Yes, sir. All right? Yes, sir. And all the benefits that come with it. Money coming has to take place in your heart before it can take place in your hands. It must flow beyond your head. See, this is not a mental blessing. Okay. So the Lord said, tell them tonight, pay attention to every word and every move of the Spirit. Must be mean the Spirit's going to move, right?
Yeah.
Everybody told me to tell you, pay attention to every word and every move of the Spirit. One of the most explosive moment in the body of Christ coming from underworld dominion. The world is not going to dominate you no more. You are not a regular citizen of the world. You're a kingdom citizen living in the world for the kingdom. This anointing is not physical or secular. It cannot, this anointing, listen, the money coming anointing and manifestation cannot be measured.
Yes, sir.
It includes supernatural prosperity, supernatural wealth, supernatural abundance, supernatural increase, supernatural overflow. Now listen to the last part. With a kingdom mission. So you can have all of the blessing, but it's still not all about you. That'll keep you humble, you see. It includes supernatural prosperity, supernatural wealth, supernatural abundance, supernatural increase, supernatural overflow with a kingdom mission. My God. Oh, my. I might lose you right here. All impossible financial transaction will be erased out of your life tonight. I come here to preach tonight, partner. I want you to understand, all impossible financial transaction will be erased out of your life tonight. Mark 9:23. Put that on the board for me. Mark 9:23. Everything you think you can have, and everything you have that you think you can't handle is over tonight. All worry, all concern about money is over. Money will be your master no more. Tonight you become money master. Are you following me? That's what the Father want to tell you. He said, you the group. I'm going to put some things out here tonight. He said, you the group. And that's one of the things he wanted me to tell you. Jesus said, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth, including finances. So you leave here tonight with nothing impossible financially. For you. Let me say that again. All impossible financial transactions will be erased out of your life tonight. That's powerful, man. The Lord talking to you, man. See, he's bringing you over into the supernatural realm. He wants you to stop thinking natural and calculating your abilities by the world system. Stop calculating your financial abundance by the first of the month. Or by Friday. That's over. You're going to end up richer than your boss. I experienced that. I left my job. I went into my superintendent's office. I had a suit on. And I told him, I said, Mr. Porter, I got to go. The Lord told me to leave. And they were concerned about me. Said, what you going to do? You know what my answer was? The Lord going to take care of me. All right, now here's what happened. I built my house and moved over where I live now. And my superintendent moved over in that area. And he rode a bicycle through the subdivision.
Yes, sir.
Guess who he saw sitting on the porch? You ready to shout?
Yes, sir.
The financial promotional anointing is released on you tonight. Receive it, believe it, and rejoice about it. It's on you now. You understand? I say it's on you now. Tell somebody it's on me now. Tell somebody. Talk. Open your mouth. Tell somebody it's on me now. You got to tell somebody. You got to say something. You listen, you're not getting nothing here free tonight. You're going to participate or you're going to miss out. When I tell you to do something, do it. Tell somebody else, it's on me right now. There's a reason for that. Woo! It's on me right now. I say it's on me right now. I say it's on me right now. I say it's on me right now. The Lord ministers something. And I caught the transaction. It's a transaction. You can sit down. I caught a transaction. Come on, son. A transitioning transaction. All those words, you know. I caught it. I got to love you too, son. That's $1,000 check. That lady brought $1,000 up here. I'm preachers wonder how that happened. You cannot miss it. It was said this morning. You cannot miss this because this, he brought it back to me. Now you cannot miss it. Don't sit there and miss this now.
Yes, sir.
Your life has been changed from financial hook to financial nets.
Yeah.
In other words, the blessing is no longer going to come one at a time. I heard y'all about to shout now. I heard the Spirit say there's going to be a blessing traffic jam. The blessing going to come in so fast you can't handle it. You got to take a break. That's what he told me to say. That's what money coming means. In other words, you're not going to get one check at a time. Otherwise, your amounts cannot be calibrated. It'll come from the east, the west, the north, and the south by a prompting of the anointing. Come on, son. If the anointing can save me, It must be congressional, right?
I receive, sir. I receive. I know thou not a check. He's dressed like he got $1,000.
Lord, you want me to say that? Somebody will get real happy if I say that, Lord. He said, I want them happy. Your poor days are over. I said, your poor days are over. I said, you'll never be poor again. Turn to Ephesians. Sit down. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. I'm going to make a statement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What did you say? Hallelujah. Tell that person next to you, say something. Say something. Don't just sit here. Say something, man. Just set. You be sitting there. Say something. There's anointing. Trying to get loose up in there, man. But y'all sit on this anointing. Come on, sir. Don't you sit on this anointing. Don't you sit? Love you, man. Love you. That's another thought. Don't you sit on this anointing. Tell that point that you say something sometime. Tell them. Tell them, raise your hand every now and then. Come on, sir. Stop playing with this anointing. It's precious. That's another thought. It's precious. This anointing is precious. This is 52 years of praying. Here it is. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Why are you using the word? Listen to the word. Exceeding abundantly. That's some powerful word. Exceeding abundantly above. What? What? Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. You're going into an exceeding life, an abundant life, an above life. Your regular living is over. The Holy Spirit going to remind you of this night. You are here for a reason. Something is getting on you tonight. I know when it's flowing, baby. All you got to do is receive. Believe and receive and release. I dare you try. After tonight, your life will never be the same. Now, we read Ephesians 3:20, right? Here's what he told me to tell you. Here's what he told me to tell you. I received, son. That's another thousand. Oh, my. I don't know if you can handle this. I might have to wait till tomorrow night so you can take a little bit of. Oh, my. See, them boys train. That's another thousand. Train. They know. They know. We read Ephesians 3:20, right? The cover will be pulled off supernatural money in your life. You didn't get it. Tonight, the Lord is pulling the cover off of supernatural money in your life. Just because you're here. I don't care what your background. I don't care what your last name. The Lord said to tell you he's going to pull the cover off supernatural money in your life. You will not live by regular money another day in your life. Expect the supernatural. Expect the overflow. Expect to always have more than enough. Expect it. Tonight we're on a money coming journey. Tonight God has chosen you. He watched you these other days. He said, tonight I want you to pour this out on them. One of the most explosive moments in the body of Christ coming from underworld dominion. The world will not decide how you live no more. Turn to Deuteronomy 8, 18. You feel it?
Yes, sir.
You feel it, brother?
Yes.
Oh, the Holy Ghost, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me go a little longer, Lord. Ha, ha, ha. Let me go a little longer. Ah! Hallelujah. Somebody give me a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shh. Shh. Glory. Glory. Tell somebody next to you, something happened to me. Glory to God. Move something. Move something. Don't just stand there. Move something. Hey! Hey! Glory to God. Hallelujah! Woo! Come on, son. Yes, sir. Love you too, sir. I don't know if thou know. Come on, dog. Shh. Come on, son. Shh. Oh, my, 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 my. That's another thou.
So thankful for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love you too. Another thou. From Deuteronomy 8:18, the Spirit of God told me to say to you, God will set before you this night dynamic laws of financial abundance. Dynamic laws of financial abundance will begin to flow in your life tonight. Dynamic law, not just law, dynamic law. You will have insight to make the right move. My sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. To some degree, because we didn't have enough insight about the wealth of God, a lot of time in our financial affairs, we follow strangers. But in enlightenment, come on, daughter, enlightenment whips excitement.
Yes, sir.
You get excited, but you're getting enlightened at the same time. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I receive your seed. That's a $1,000. Now listen at this. Come on, listen at this.
I don't know, you might be sit down and listen to this. Listen to this. You are being called, now receive it. You're being got $1,000 there. You are being called to be a vessel of God and his business on earth. Now that's a broad statement now. Listen to what he's saying. You know, everything might not sound rhythmatic, but it got revelation in there. I don't care if it don't have no rhythm. As long as it got revelation. See, we can't do everything by rhythm. About the beat. No, we got to know some stuff. We have to have some insight. And what God is saying here, he told me to tell you. Mm-hmm. You are being called to be a money vessel of God. You know what that means? A money vessel of God. Do you know, you ever heard that? Money vessel of God? You are God vessel on earth and his business on earth?
Yeah.
All right, you didn't shout that time. You're going to shout this time. And he told me to tell you this, too. All your bills about to disappear. Nobody told me. Nobody told me. Nobody told me to tell you. What I say to you as a prophet of God, let it happen. God didn't tell you that for anything.
Yeah.
Don't be worried about how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Don't even try to make it happen. Let it happen.
Yeah.
There's something you got to try to make happen. But something when God speaks to you, you just got to let it happen.
Yeah.
All your bills are about to disappear. Point your finger at somebody's face and tell them that. And then shout. Shout. Come on. Shout. All your bills.
All right, let me see.
Another thousand.
This is 2,000.
Huh?
Gotcha. It's another 2,000.
Yes, ma'am. It's $1,000?
All right, I got you.
She said $1,000.
Come on, son.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I am on my hand right here.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Another $1,000. Come on, son.
Now, watch this. It's $2,000. Now, what I'm preaching, you've seen.
Come on, Pastor. Come on, Pastor.
So what I'm saying, come on, son. So what I'm saying now, what's flowing in my spirit, don't y'all tear my church up now. What's flowing in my spirit, that's another thought. And these are not cliche. This is being spoke from the anointing. All your dream about to come to pass.
Mark the date down.
You won't believe I know what I'm talking about. Mark the date down. I heard the Spirit of God say, tell you all your dream about to come to pass. Come on, daughter. Yeah. Oh, all your dreams come to be $1,000. Another $1,000. I bet them preachers watching boys said, man, what? They're supposed to be here. The preachers in this area. Oh, Lord, I can't say that. Yeah, I can say it. It's stupid. You just up here, right?
Rebecca said that.
Rebecca. All right, I got it, Rebecca. What's the last thing we say? All your bills about to
disappear. How many? Now, come on. Now, I'm going to say something. Don't get upset now. When I say all your bills about to disappear, don't point at me. Been there, done that.
That's right.
I had to preach
right.
it.
Right.
You can't preach this, bro.
Right.
You got to have more than revelation. You got to have manifestation. You got to have more than manifestation to preach this. You got to have demonstration.
Yes, sir.
Another thought. Who's been on? Sit down. Now, y'all just were, I'm going to tell you, y'all just were cock up. Y'all were, a lot preaching like this tonight. Something got to happen here. Y'all got to do something. Okay. That's another thought. Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV Bible. Come on, son. I think that's the right voice. I'm writing notes. That's it, Jim. All right, son.
Love you, sir.
I love you too. Yes, ma'am. That's 2,000. Businessman. Hey, call them other two businessmen. They're supposed to be here, man. They're gonna miss out. Come on, sir. With your dressing self. Yes, ma'am. Where y'all from?
California.
Yes, sir. Welcome. That's 1,000. Come on, son. These Pauls in my message is people giving money. Another 1,000. Have you ever paused in your message for people to give money? You don't want to connect. That's why you don't pause. You got to be begging. And 11 in the NIV. Come on, son. Don't let him fool you. He's a businessman.
Love you,
Pastor. All right. He better not come up here with a check less than $1,000. Now, notice this scripture because I'm going to make a statement with it. Now, I feel a tangible anointing. My brothers and sisters and my sons and daughter, I feel a presence. God going to start doing everything I'm saying right now. You have to understand this is real. You have to understand this is not entertainment. You have to understand that I'm sent with this. And you have proven yourself. You know, two days, 4 days, I don't know. You prove yourself that you're ready for it. Now this verse here. For I know the plans I have for you. Let me carry them out. Declares the Lord. It didn't say, save the Lord. He made a declaration.
Yes.
If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That ain't talking about no fish. Ain't talking about no bread. It's talking about life being on the platter. Get out of the way, cameraman. Let the man come. We ain't preach about no pictures. Come give him a hand. Be with you. I received some. I thought you were going to meet the man. You went and cut somebody else. 1,000. That's 1,000. Well, now, don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. This is to make you nervous. So you say, one day, soon, and very soon, I'm going to march. Fred Price. When I first met Fred Price, I didn't meet him. I saw him. I said, this Negro is clean. And he like he know what he's talking about. Yeah. Then I heard him preach.
Yeah.
But we preachers were set in a certain area they had for preachers. Fred Price would get up and go put up a $50,000 check. I look at the mother boy, he was just sitting there. I said, shoot, I'm going behind this man next year. I ain't going to have no $50,000, but I'm going with him.
Yeah.
I finally got up to the $50,000.
Yes,
but I said, I'm going with him. He had a secret.
Yes. Yep.
All the other preachers were just sitting there trying to get something, you know.
Yeah.
Come on, son. I dare you say, I know a secret.
Right now.
And it's working.
On my behalf.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I receive your seed.
Thou now.
Come on, son.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's $1,000.
Money coming.
Yeah, I know you. I know thou. I'm busy taking thou. Just shut up.
It's another thou, huh?
Got approval. Yes, ma'am.
God told me.
Flow. It's another thou. Flow. Keep flowing. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11, God got a plan, right?
Yes, sir.
Here. Now, he told me this, and I want you to get it. Your wealth is coming off the shelf. And I got another part to it. It's going to be, your wealth is coming off the shelf into your hand with a God-given plan. And God's plan is always for more.
Yes, sir. Always.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Are you receiving?
Yes, sir.
Now, this happened to me, but it's going to happen in here tonight.
Yes.
This has actually happened to me in my life. From a regular passenger seat to a first class seating,
yes,
to your own jet.
Yes.
Actually, God done some things in my life. I was doing a lot of traveling. I didn't have no jet. I was going to preach, and I was flying regular passenger. One time a transaction happened, and they automatically bumped me up in first class.
Yes.
And when I got in first class, I say, you stupid Negro. This is the best place to be. What you sitting back there for? These people serve you food and drink. And back there, you bought you a little something, you know, a little peanuts or something. I say, I'll never fly normal no more.
Yeah.
He bombed me. God, he going to bomb you.
Yeah.
You ain't had no business coming here.
Yeah.
You about to be bombed. You about to be bumping to so many places. I receive $1,000. You about to be bumping to so many places you thought you couldn't go. But that anointing getting on you. See, there's a transition in. There's a transaction of the anointing while we're here. You know that, right? See, I'm not just preaching, but the anointing is being released.
Yes, sir.
You ask yourself, why am I thinking like this? Because that anointing is flooding in the inside of you. The prophet used to pass the anointing out in the Bible. You get around a prophet, you don't leave the same way. You leave with a different anointing.
Yes, sir.
You don't come to a meeting like this and don't get nothing. Go back and live a regular life. No, that ain't going to happen up in here. We're not going to permit it to happen. Sit down, let me give you a few more things. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like screaming. Hey! Hallelujah. Ask that person next to you, I receive. That's another thousand. Ask that person next to you, can you holler and say something? No, it's not. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, help me now. Hallelujah. I receive. That's another sound. Now, he gave me this in the notes. Come on, daughter. Say, he keep stop preaching and receiving them checks. Absolutely. Because I know what he's doing to those people. He's setting them free. And I told you, now I'm telling you, this might be a little question to some people. I don't need the check. I'm going to check myself. I bet you never heard that before. God has made me a check. See, I don't have to check my checking account. Because if my checking account don't work, the bank almost gonna collapse. The bank is not gonna let you mess with my check. No, leave that man alone. Come on, son. Now, y'all think I'm bragging, right? Yeah, I am. Yes, I am. I'm bragging on God. No $1,000 check. This is happening. No preacher in the world can tell you this happened.
No.
Come on.
Absolutely.
God has put us in a position, you know that? Nowhere in, come on, sir. Nowhere in the world. No, it's no financial meeting or no financial anointing in the world is greater than money coming. I receive, sir. Receive, ma'am. Yes. Order all your dream coming through. Oh, my. I got you. $1,000. Part of all my dream coming through. Hey, well, let me testify then. Let me declare. You ready? All your dreams about to come through. Woo! Woo! That woman shouldn't have told me that. She shouldn't have told me that. She said, all my dream coming through. Isn't that something? Tell somebody. Get it out. Tell them all my dream coming through. Say it like you mean it. Oh! Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. The Spirit of God said to me, to say this to you, and this is what we're doing. He says, tell them, I'm going to minister to you until you say, I'm called to be a money magnet. Put it in the atmosphere. Don't care how you feel, put it in the atmosphere. Put it where the angels can catch a hold of it. Put it out there. My Lord. Sit down a minute because you need to write this down. Now, listen at this. I want you to listen at this. Listen, this is not regular stuff. When the Holy Spirit gives you stuff to minister to people, listen to this. I'm commissioned to flow in the abundant in which the cross paid for. I am commissioned to flow in the abundance in which the cross paid for. Now, what you got to do is keep reading that over and over, you see, in your devotional time, and let it get in your spirit. And it become recognizable. It's a prophecy over you. I am, because there's so many not going to do it. I'm commissioned to flow in abundance in what the cross paid for. So I got one here I got to skip and come back to it. Because when I do that one, we're going to be through tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to skip number 13. Oh, man, I need to skip 14. 14. Oh, Jesus. 15, too. Oh, my Jesus. So I'm going to just let it flow, man. I'm going to just come on out with it, you know. So here's the one I started to skip, but I skipped to the next one. It's going to be explosive also. So I just want to let them all come out. Come on. Right? Let them all. Tell me, let them all come out. Right, tell them I'm ready. All right. I receive, sir. That's another down now. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You sure you're ready? This must not be a solemn night. Let the praise break out now. That's what he does. Let the praise, if you believe it, let the praise break out tonight. This must not be a solemn night. Let the praise break out now. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. Listen. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. Praise like you already has it because you do have it. Up here, what is it? Get on up here. Don't be messing around here. Don't mess around when I'm flowing, boy. Get up here. Y'all get it. Line up. I want something hot. Let's pray them one more time. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah! Look at Hebrews 1. Quickly, get your Bible. Look at Hebrews 1, 14. God bless you. It's another thousand. Hebrews 1, 14. I believe that's the scripture. Now, I tell you what, if you didn't say nothing last time, we prayed just now, when I tell you what the Lord said, you're going to say something.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to hold you down.
Yeah.
And there are they not all ministering spirit, talking about angels, right? Sent forth to minister for them who should be heirs of salvation, right? You see it? All right, I'm about to say something. Come on, son. I'm about to say something. I got to pause to receive this money. Another $1,000. Yes, ma'am. Take your time. Take your time, daughter. Take your time. Take your time. I'll receive. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. $1,000. I'm your Abraham. Thank you so much for the respect. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
We about to break loose?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to make a statement you never heard before. Abundance and overflow angels are being released in your name tonight. Abundance and overflow angels. They're real, you know. They've been waiting on somebody to use them. They are released in your name tonight, because you had abundance and overflow angels are released in my name tonight. Well, I'll finish the morning. Oh! Somebody shout! Somebody shout! I ain't talking with mouth. I'm talking about shout! Shout up in here. Shout. Let me give him this prophecy, Leroy. Let me give you this prophecy. The dreamers on my team. Many things are about to happen that the church world have never seen. Changes are about to take place that the kingdom will be put in a rightly position. It is time to shut down all opposition to God's will. The bills will not be on the church. The blessings are above, about to flow, that will give God the glory and be able to work without the worldly approval or government assistance would not be needed. The real government is about to take over. Hallelujah. The real government. The real government.